This is Ralph Winterroad of the Ralph Winterroad Show. And again, I have three emails that you can join up at JustBelly, J-U-S, J as in Jack, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, as Bell, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. Or I have one where I send out attachments. And for a $120 donation, you can get attachments, and I'm going to be putting together some of these cases and writing up a synopsis of what I'm talking about today. I'm still working on the citizen of the United States to get this thing locked down, and this was another essential part of understanding how these guys did it, because when we get them locked down with, because what they did is they create presumptions in law, and there's only one way that I can see so far is to provide what's called conclusive and legal evidence. And if their public records absolutely show what they are doing, that's conclusive and legal evidence. It's a public record. We know it's not a law of the United States. They don't do those anymore because they can't. They're legislating outside of the judicial or out of the legislative powers of Congress. The courts are sitting out there. Like I say, they don't. There is no judicial power of any of the federal courts because technically it's still up there in the Supreme Court. But Congress legislated the in 1788. They legislated. I'm sorry, 1988. They legislated this statutory writ of certiorari that the Supreme Court doesn't have to hear any cases. They can just pick and choose at will. And of course, the writ of error is an issue of law. And if there's an issue of law and you don't have right to have any court to make an issue of law and they can say, no, we're not going there, what does one do? What does one do? Because we have nobody, we have no court today that is mandated to hear what's going on. None. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? That's pretty scary because they do this writ of certiorari, and you're just totally outside of having anybody make a decision. And I've been there and done that on a couple of these already. Because I already know. Because I've already done it, so there isn't any doubt about it. It's just there. I mean, I'm dealing with another issue right now. I go into the Supreme Court of Alaska, and have exactly the same problem. The Supreme Court of Alaska is we don't have to rule on the law. It's all discretionary. Well, if I have an issue of law, where does one go? Where do you go? There's got to be some place to declare the law, and it doesn't exist today. That is really a scary part because when you bring up these issues of law, they just say, like I've experienced them here on the Court of Appeals in Alaska. They just said, well, it wasn't properly briefed. I give them all the things, and they just say not properly briefed, and that's the way they get away with it. They can't touch the law. So again, what are we to do? Well, one of the things that I have been looking into with these guys, and I finally got it when I was into court Friday, a writ of quo warranto. I want to know by what authority are you sitting on my ship, because you're a pirate, folks. You have no authority, and I want to know what you're doing sitting on my ship. You're refusing to rule on the law, so I am going to go one step higher. And I called the district court in Anchorage for 2 weeks coming, and they didn't want to answer the question until I got in there in person. It cost $5. We'll be back in a minute, continuing on.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back from break again, and talking about the Internal Revenue Service and how they got us out of our situation that we were involved in as far as the Article 3 courts. It's actually pretty astounding what these guys have pulled off, and they've gotten away with it because we haven't understood it. And I've tried to... I've asked a couple of black men or Negroes in at the rec center where I go about the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens to see if they're not put off. I mean, to me, I'm a white guy, and to me, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can't believe. To me, it's it just shocks the conscience that we can have a fictitious status out there, and even me, they want to put me under that I have the same rights as a white citizen, and I am. And if I were black or yellow or brown or whatever, I would be extremely upset, absolutely furious, because it is relegating people that are not, quote, of the white, whatever white is, some sort of a Caucasian mix, that you have the same rights as the white citizens. It means you're second class. You're or something. You don't have inalienable rights. And I've not found of the several black people that I've talked to in the rec center don't seem to be concerned. They have the same apathy that the quote that Americans have, that all of us have, or the general population. They're compliant and complacent. It's like, oh well, so. I still get all my things, and you try to explain it simplistically, and people don't get it. And I've put some of this out on the email list, and I've tried explaining this to a couple of friends that I know that are of this ilk to have an open mind, and it somehow is difficult to understand that our inalienable rights come from the Creator. And if anybody, including Congress, creates a fiction in law, and gives it rights, they're not rights, they're benefits. But they call them rights because they don't say inalienable rights. When you use the word rights, that's a generic term. That the grantor controls the rights. He can alter at will. And so what they did after the Civil War is they freed the Negroes from the southern plantation owners, created this fiction in law. And then they legitimized it by making the 14th Amendment, even though there were people on both sides of the fence that said, we can't do this. And, of course, President Johnson said, you know, he vetoed it. And, of course, they went ahead and holding a gun at the southern states and supposedly passed it. Well, of course, they didn't, because the southern states never even had the standing of the several states. They didn't even have that standing in 1868. So how could they participate in validating the 14th Amendment? And then it absolutely is a giveaway at the bottom of the 13th and the 14th, the 15th, and a whole bunch of these amendments that gives Congress the authority to, by legislation, implement it. That's unbelievable. You can't have in your Bill of Rights, you don't see that in the first 10 Bill of Rights. Do you see at the bottom where Congress can get around and implement it? Most of the Bill of Rights is to put beyond, to prohibit Congress what they cannot do. Not to enable them to do something. If you grant Congress the power to change it at will, then what we have become is no different than stockholders. And Congress has a corporate charter. And that corporate charter is delineated out in 1981, 1982, and 1988, and even 1983, all of that 1900 series, 1981 et seq. Congress creates the charter. Congress controls. And this is the game. This is the position that we find ourselves today. This is why when I go to my bathroom, Congress controls how much water my toilet has. I mean, that's getting a little intrusive. This is where I am king for at least a little bit on the throne there. And people just can't seem to relate to the fact, because they're not taught in the public schools about a fiction and law. And it seems as though today, do we want to be free? Do we want liberty? Do people really want liberty? Liberty means you're responsible. You don't point the finger at, oh, I'm sorry, I fell down and I need somebody to help me. Oh, I lost my job. You get off your butt and you go to work. What's Congress doing today with the IRS enforcement? Comes right out of the Social Security Act. They're taking 30% or sometimes higher of our, quote, wages, which they're not technically wages. But we're paying a protection fee, and Congress is the enforcer, just like the mafia. If you want protection for this application that you made where we take care of you from the cradle to the grave, compliant and complacent, we're going to take 30% right off the top. You aren't even going to see it. It's no different than what the mafia does when they go around and take money out of different businesses. Absolutely no difference, except that the people support this one, and even think it's a good thing. But we have given, and people do not understand, in a constitutional republic, the constitution of one of your several states, it's a contract. It's a limited delegation of power. a limited delegation of power. It's in the Constitution, and the only way you have access to it is called a citizen to that contract. And the only people that can implement it is a public officer. And he has to have the office created by the Constitution or by the legislature, powers and duties, and then he enters it by an oath of office and a bond on a lot of cases if he affects our life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, like a sheriff or people that handle money. And we're also guaranteed in this Constitution, this limited delegation of power, an independent judge. That's not bought and paid for. And they're all bought and paid for today. And you can easily see that in the child custody. I've not gotten the cooperative agreements for the IRS, but I'm sure somewhere sitting behind the scenes, there's a cooperative agreement where these judges or the people in the IRS are reimbursed for the cases that they bring forward in which they win. There's no doubt that there's some money changing hands behind the scenes. I just haven't found it yet. But it's conclusive on the child custody, the same judges that deal with this stuff, that these agencies of the federal government mandate that the executive and judicial have contracts. Everybody in that courtroom on these child custody all has a contract behind the scenes to make money. And then what's totally unconstitutional, the judge is bound by all regulations, state or federal, of any agency. And his decision is overseen by some flunky in the Social Security or somewhere to make sure that he's following all of the regulations or otherwise everybody loses money. It's so blatant, it's just unbelievable that they're getting away with this. And it's really difficult, like on the IRS issues or like on child custody. People think they want to go in and tell the truth, and they think that somehow that that's going to set them free. If we had a constitutional republic and these people were actually bound to us to work for us to where we could fire them, yes. This is why I'm going to be, and I'll probably put this out on the internet, just anybody that wants to use it, the research on the writ of quo warranto. Is by what authority are you over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Because they don't have it. No agency person has it. None. Zero. Zip. Anywhere. They're not government. They are not government. And what's so astounding with this whole issue is they create all of these commissions and different people. Like I know down in Texas, they're bringing the highway up through to Canada, from Mexico to Canada, and they create these commissions. And then they said they can go do these things. But creating a commission does nothing. You must create an office with powers and duties. With powers and duties. And it doesn't exist. The one in the Constitution of the United States is so astounding, of which I spent a lot of time understanding it. And once you see it, it's just absolutely astounding. This is in Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. And this is about the president. And it says, he shall have power by, they're talking about the president, with the advice and consent of the Senate, comma, to make treaties, comma, provided 2/3 of the senators present concur, semicolon. We'll be back in a minute, and we're going to continue on. I think we're going to talk a little bit about the office here, seeing how we don't have any callers, because evidently everybody understands. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stand. stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Well, we're back for break. We got another short segment here, and I was talking about Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2, and this is one of the most astounding things about office. And I was reading here in the right out of the Constitution, and it talks about here exactly, it says, and he shall, we're talking about the president, shall nominate, that's the president of the United States, by and with advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint ambassadors, comma, other public ministers and consuls, comma, judges of the Supreme Court, comma, and all other officers of the United States, comma, whose appointments are not herein provided, or not herein otherwise provided for, comma, and which shall be established by law. So what does that mean? It means that all of the officers of the United States appointed by and with the consent of Congress. By and with the consent of Congress. But they got to be established by law. But it also says whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for, comma, which shall be established by law. All of the inferior offices also have to be established by Congress. And then it continues on in the next part, but Congress may by law vest the appointment of such inferior officers as they think proper in the president alone, the courts of law, and the heads of departments. So what does that mean, simply stated? What it means is because we are the sovereigns, We did limited delegation of power to the several states. There was a grant to the United States, and there was a legislative power given to Congress. They have officers of the United States and inferior officers of the United States. And the main officers of the United States are those ahead of major departments, the ambassadors, public ministers, judges of the Supreme Court. And there are the inferior officers. But the key is they must be established by law, but they do not have to be appointed by and with the consent of Congress. So we have the main officers of the United States appointed by and with the consent of Congress after their office with powers and duties is established by Congress. We also have a second layer called inferior officers. Their office must be created by law. That's by Congress. Then the appointment can be, because there are so many of them as we get larger, the president alone can do the appointment. The courts of law can do the appointment, or heads of department can do the appointment. Well, of course, the obvious question is, because you will see this in indictments where they will say they want to make power, you're supposed to pay over to the certain officers of the United States, or usually they put it to other people, and then they'll say, or other officers of the United States. Well, guess what, folks? There aren't any officers of the United States. Not in the IRS. There's no inferior officers. None. Zero. Zip. Now, the case that is closest, that is right on point, supported by many Supreme Court cases, is Scully versus United States, and that's 193 Fed 185. That's Scully versus United States, 193 Fed 185. And it is right on point, and I'm going to read a little bit out of it. It says here, there can be no offices of the United States, strictly speaking, except those which are created by the Constitution itself or by an act of Congress. And when Congress does so, establish an inferior office. Then they're talking farther on down. Congress must also have created the office unless it is one created by the Constitution itself. I don't see any ambiguous statement there. It is quite clear. It's succinct and right on. And it's supported by several decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States. So the question becomes then, how would you go about proving whether there are any inferior officers of the the IRS? Well, when you one starts doing a little bit of research, it doesn't take too long, because it's found in the annotated notes of Title 26 USC 7804, and there's where it talks about all of the employees. And down in the annotated notes, it lets the cat out of the bag. Now, the President of the United States has no authority to, number one, create offices with powers and duties. He has no authority to abolish offices. He has no authority to abolish officers or inferior officers of the United States. Now, he can, in certain instances, fire them. Now, I hear the music, so we'll go into that after we get back from the music in the next long break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Well, we're back from break here, and we have Ed in Arizona. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Well, I wondered if you can tell me how to get rid of a notice of federal tax lien. Everybody thinks it's a lien. Everybody thinks it's a lien, but it's not. But how do I get rid of it? They recorded it in the Secretary of State. They recorded it at the local recorder's office in the town and every place else that I've ever lived. How do I get rid of them?
Well, that's a real good question. I happen to have one of those guys, too, and I'm going to be attacking that particular issue. There are several things that are technically wrong with it. Of course, we know it doesn't exist in the law.
Correct.
And, of course, the part about the assessment, there's supposed to be an assessment and to get to the notice of federal tax lien.
Yes.
And, of course, what they've done there is there used to be the 23C with a signature.
Right.
Well, then we can't do that. So then the actual source, so then they started the 4340 forms, and that was supposedly when the 23C was gotten rid of. So they started the 4340 forms, and then somebody would just sign the outcome out of a computer, and now we've graduated to what's called the RACS,
R-A-C-S-O-O-6. R-A-C-S-O-O-6.
Yeah, and... that is a comes right out of a computer printout. If you go ask them about the assessment, well, they'll just send you this thing, and it's some employee, some funky, typed in a computer, and all this validates is it come out of a computer, and then they'll certify, yep, come out of that computer, and it's called presumptive evidence.
Right.
Okay? So they just made it up. It's like I would say you're a child molester, but I'm not going to give you any evidence. I'll just type it into a computer. You're a child molester, and you asked me for the evidence, so I'll have somebody else print it out and send it to you. Yep, right, it's you're a child molester. Now, that makes it really difficult to defend against it, doesn't it?
Right.
Now, beyond that, the next part that they want to... By the way, are you on my email list?
Pardon me?
Are you on any of my email lists?
No.
Okay. Well, you might want to sign up or send me an email. It's free to join up for three of them. But anyway, the courts then, to hold up this presumptive line of BS, they say that there is a 301.6203-1, that's a 301.6203-1, that they have an administrative order. It's a procedural and administrative regulation that has no comment period, so therefore it has no force and effect of law, that all they have to do is send this as RACS-006. Well, the problem that the courts have that the people don't understand is that there are three types of regulation in the Code of Federal Regulations. You know what those are, CFRs?
Yep.
Okay, well, there are three tables in there. There's a Part 1, Part 20. Part 1 is individual income tax. Part 20 is estate. And Part 31 is employer type stuff. And then there's also a 301 table, which is strictly procedural and administrative rigs. But they have no comment period. And the holdings in Chrysler v. Brown say with no comment period, they have no force and effect of law. So the courts... There's a couple of them that they give. I can send you this information if you send me an email that you did this, and you can look at it yourself. The courts are saying, well, it's a presumptive evidence, and all they have to do is follow the 301.6203-1 regs. Well, guess what? There's not even any statutory authority for it. They just made it up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the assessment subsidy regs all sit in Title 27. All of them. Not one of them is sitting over in Title 26.
Mm-hmm.
And 27, of course, is ATF, and I seriously doubt if you're involved in ATF issues.
That's correct.
Okay. So this is the only way that I can figure out so far to beat presumptive evidence is to provide what's called conclusive and legal evidence. So it's quite a process, but you can... By taking these tables and understanding that the regulations are not substantive, and, of course, the next question is if they've mixed up these three types, the subsidy regulations, the ones that are administrative and procedural, which are the 301s, or strictly procedural, which are the ones that start with 601, is how do you find them? Because they've stirred them all up in the Code of Federal Regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way you can find them is they have to have the word authority.
Right.
The statutory authority. And the statutory authority has to be under 7805, where it's mandatory that there be regulations. Mandatory. And to be substantive, they also have to have the specific regulations if there's a certain or a specific statutory authority. So if I haven't, have I lost you by yet?
No, you haven't lost me, but to get to the point of
okay,
how do
well,
you get rid of them,
that's,
though?
That's what I'm getting to here. But
okay.
You have to understand these things is because on your notice of federal tax lien, let's see here, I got to pull it up here. I'll pull it up in just a second here, is there are three statutes listed on that particular notice of federal lien, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't have it before me, but...
Yeah, well, there are, and just a second here, I'll tell you as soon as I pull it up here, because I can't remember all of these code sections. And it is 6321, 6322, and 6323. Okay, that's the statutory authority for the notices of federal tax lien.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you apply the fact, the IRS cannot operate by statute alone. They must operate by regulations authorized by Congress,
mm-hmm.
called subsidy regulations. Well, when you go look up those 6321, 6322, and 6323, guess what? Do you think they have any application to you?
I doubt it.
You got that right. You got it right when you say you doubt it, because the bottom line is they don't. What they have to do with is all ATF stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're involved with some sort of an ATF issue, but you have to establish that. Now, the next question being, there are a couple ways to how does one go about attacking this, which is what you're looking to do.
Correct.
And one of the things that is to do a freedom of information against the IRS with the correct information in there.
And I did that, and they asked for more time, and then I never got an answer.
Okay, well, you have to set it up correctly, and then you can drag them off into court if they don't answer your freedom of information.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is to look at your state filing requirements in your state, because they never file an original and they always file in a copy. They don't meet the requirements. In Alaska, they don't meet the requirements either. And the head lady at the recording says, well, they're the IRS, so we just allow them to do this. So now, wait a minute.
In the state of Connecticut, the Secretary of State's office, they have a separate computer only for the IRS filing of these notices of federal tax liens.
Yeah, but are they filing original, and is there statutory authority for them to
electronic
file them?
Electronic filing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, does it give them the authority to do electronic filing?
Well, it doesn't say anything about it, but as far as when I go to the computer system for the Secretary of State and they pull up my name, they write federal tax lien.
Mm-hmm. And they're electronically filing them down there now, right?
Right, correct.
And whose signature's on them?
Well, again, I don't have that right before me right at this moment in time.
Okay, well, there's going to be some flunky somewhere that's on there, and he is not an inferior officer. So you do a freedom of information to that guy, and you find out, and you get back what's called a Form 61, and it says right in there he's an employee of the government of the United States. He's a flunky.
Mm-hmm.
He has no statutory authority to sign anything. And if he does, it's got to be by regulation, because he's a flunky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now the next thing that's probably in yours, you will find down below there, they'll list a 1040 tax.
Right.
It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a 1040 tax.
Mm-hmm.
They just made it up.
Right.
And the
well, of course, for the years in question, I didn't file for those years.
And that's always a real good position to be on, because they technically can't get you, because there's cases if you don't sign under the penalties of perjury that were your true, correct, and complete on the tax returns, they have nothing, absolutely nothing. They can't get you for filing false claims or any of that. And the statutory authority, when people say, well, there is no authority, well, there is. If you understand all of these other issues, it's under the CFRs. And it's 26 CFR 6012-1. And that particular regulation, which is a subsidy regulation, is for a citizen of the United States, a resident of the United States, or you got to be an illegal alien out of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, they must provide factual evidence. Well, of course, that goes back to what I was talking about before. It's all interrelated. Mm-hmm. Is this citizen of the United States is a fiction in law. And if you cannot be a registered voter, because I don't know if you are or not, but down there in your state, it's going to, under the penalties of perjury, you got to be a citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've abandoned your true status. You should be a citizen of Arizona, which means you have access to the Constitution of Arizona. And I'll bet you if you go look at your Constitution, they are rewriting that thing every year internally without external amendments,
mm-hmm.
and that makes it a corporate constitution for corporations. Corporations cannot have external amendments. Organic constitutions cannot have internal amendments.
Of course, where this is filed on me is in my former state of Connecticut, and that's where the Secretary of State had this separate computer just for filings of federal tax liens.
Mm-hmm.
Notice
so,
federal tax liens.
So it's filed back there, and then they've moved it. They followed it back over to where you're at now?
No, I haven't had any results in Arizona of that being here. I think they may have lost me in Arizona, but they've had me for my Florida residence, my Connecticut residents, and when a short period of time when I lived in San Francisco. They filed in all those places.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you don't want to ever have a residence. You only have one domicile.
Right.
Domicile creates or relates directly to citizenship, and then you got to be a citizen of one of the several states. If you use resident, this is one of the games that they always play. If you get involved with these, they won't go to domicile. It's another one of those words that's taboo to those guys. So anyway, one is a freedom of information request set up properly, and then you have the right to take them into court to make them answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
To prove the elements. The other one would be to look up the state, quote, corporate statutes you got and file it into your state and just take on the state that they are recording a unlawful lien.
Okay.
That's the two ways, and I'm going to be doing that myself. I've just been involved in so many other issues, rooting out what's really going on, and I've got a conclusive module now on the office. It doesn't exist like what I'm talking about today, is these people have no executive power, so he can't be signing a notice of federal tax lien.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know because there's no assessment. Well, you can't have a notice of federal tax lien. It's called a fortiori. If there is no subsidy regulations under assessment, without any assessment, only in Title 27, you can't issue a notice of federal tax lien. And that also sits all in Title 27. Isn't that amazing?
It certainly is amazing. So what is your email so I can send you this request?
It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, and it's a Latin word which means law of war. It's just belly, J as in Jack, J-U-S, and then bell, like you ring a bell, B-E-L-L-I.com.
B-E-L-L-I.com?
Yeah, so it's Ralph at J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com.
Okay, Ralph at J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com.
Right, and I'll send you some information. I'll send you the regulations on this. And
wonderful. I'll send you an email today.
Yeah, and but it is an uphill battle because, like I said before, see, technically then, these courts can't even deal with it.
No, well, you see, also, the other problem is, of course, is that every lawyer and every other individual seeing that says, you got a lien against you.
That's right.
And
it's
so
a presumptive. It's a presumption, though.
Right, exactly. But they all agree to it. You ask any lawyer about it, and it's like he doesn't know. You know, you've got a lien filed against you.
Yeah. Do you work for yourself, or you've got somebody else work for somebody else?
Me, I'm an independent. I'm 83 years old.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, well, there's the game that they do, and then they go after the Social Security benefits. They always attach those.
That they haven't done to me.
Yeah, well, they do. That's usually one of the next places that they go. And if you start rabble-rousing them, challenge them in that, if you're getting Social Security, I'm sure they will attach it, because these are vindictive, treasonous, tyrant, fascist, communist, totalitarian bastards.
But I'm you've got them all.
Did I leave anything out?
I don't think you left anything out, Ralph.
I mean, they are evil beyond belief, and they do not have the power. They have no power. They're an agency.
There's a few good ones now and again, such as Bannister, and I noticed that they've just gone after Shelia Jackson now, both former IRS agents. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
They're back after Bannister again, criminal?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know so he just got indicted again?
Well, they're trying to get him again. They're trying to shut down his publications.
I see.
To put a gag order on him.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila Jackson, they just indicted.
Yeah, well, she has Beecraft attorney?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she better get her orange suit because Beecraft is, he is not a good guy.
He's not?
He is not a good guy. In the case that he supposedly won, are you familiar with the Verne Kuglin case?
I remember something about it.
Yeah, that's the FedEx airplane.
Yes, right, yes, right.
Yeah, really a nice-looking gal, about my age, too, and I'm single, she's single. Golly, I don't know, maybe I better, but I talked to her, and she's really a nice gal. But I went in, and you read the jury instructions, and in her jury instructions, you will find something not ever found. They had added in the jury instructions a part about the civil penalties and that basically she's going to end up paying, and she's still going to end up paying civilly. I've never seen that added to any jury instructions.
Is that right?
And so they let her off because of that, because they knew that she was going to end up paying civilly. And Beecraft, it's on his home page, the transcript, he says that she's going to end up filing. And they put out that was a big win. Absolutely, I'm glad anybody that gets out from under the prosecution arm of the IRS, I don't care who they are, even Beecraft.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do anything other than he created the illusion of a Pied Piper, follow me. And I have a case like up here of John Harpo, and I was there for a while. I saw him in action.
Are you familiar with Tom Cryer on the net now?
Pardon?
Attorney Tom Cryer?
No, I don't know.
He's on the internet, and he's researched the federal tax system for 2 years, and the IRS is trying to destroy him. He's on the internet. You can get him on the internet, and he's very good. He just filed against them.
Yeah.
Tom,
well, you're welcome to hang over if you want. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Well, we're back from break, and been talking today about how the citizens of the United States, and it's just amazing that I don't know how to put it to get people to understand that it's conclusive and legal evidence because it's in the public record. Our inalienable rights do not come from Congress. do not come from Congress. If they did, there weren't any inalienable rights prior to the Act of 1866, the Civil Rights Act. Our inalienable rights come from our Creator, and we have sold our birthright. It's called Jus Soli, J-U-S space S-O-L-I. We've sold it for a bowl of porridge, the promise of a bowl of porridge. And until we can understand how Congress has perpetuated, and this is treason because they do not have the authority. The thing that is amazing about this, though, see, there is, it's not unconstitutional for Congress to offer us benefits. Absolutely not. They can create the Social Security Act. They can do these things. They can offer it. What is unconstitutional is that they do not enlighten us and tell us what's going on. That's treason for what they're doing. And I've got a letter here, which I'm going to be posting out on the Internet, where the Social Security people say, once we have your Social Security number and you get in the system, we're not going to ever turn you loose. So where did I waive my fundamental rights, my inalienable rights? Now, the one that you hear the most about probably on the waiving it is on the assistance of counsel issue. It's got to be waived on the record. Where did I waive all of my other constitutional rights? My inalienable rights, my fundamental rights. Where did I waive them? That's why they love to have the signature. And this is the, when you, and it's kind of complicated in one respect, but when you create a fiction in law and you create the charter, which Congress is writing, rewriting the charter every day of the week, they're up there tweaking it, creating these, quote, benefits called rights, they need our consent. And how they get our consent is by that Social Security number, because they couldn't put on everything, and so-and-so is a citizen of the United States. They put it on the voter registration. They have to put it out in the open. They put it in all the courts, because every trial before a, quote, trial by jury, which is not a trial by jury of my peers, if you understand who your peers are, they will ask in open record, in open court, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Then they're done that, federal and state. They have to get the people to consent to step out of their natural law, their inalienable rights. And the way they pulled the game off with the Social Security number is, according to the law of Mortmain, all fictions called the dead hand, that's the law of Mortmain, M-O-R-T-M-A-I-N, the law of Mortmain, must require a seal. There's got to be somebody, the secretary of the fiction, and that's where the seal comes in all corporations, if you get into contract law. Well, they couldn't have us create a seal. That'd be a little too obvious. So they get us to sign our name with the Social Security number, and therefore we've met all of the requirements to make it legal. We give our assent by our signature that we want this fiction and all of the benefits. Anyway, that's it for these 2 hours today, Sunday. And if you please be sure and get a hold of RBN and donate. They have a donation, and it's you can call in during the week at 800-724-2719, extension 116. Now, you got a pledge drive going on, and please dial in next week and support RBN, and we'll see you next week, Sunday, the same time.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confirmed.